Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, May 14th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. MEC President Greg Davidovich posted a letter to United AFA members last night following the special meeting of the United Master Executive Council to discuss the proposed merger with Continental. The following are excerpts from the letter. Our review focused on job implications, improvements expected up front through our ongoing negotiations, management's lack of commitment to change the current negotiations dynamic. In light of the unprecedented opportunity for a fresh start, we continue to encourage management to reach a new agreement in as expeditious a manner as possible. It is the right time to put an end to a long and often contentious labor-management relationship at our airline. While management has provided us with information that is otherwise publicly available, there are many questions they were unable to address. Accordingly, we are seeking additional detailed information to assess potential implications on our flight attendant community and our collective bargaining agreement. At this point in time, we are unable to reach a conclusion to support or oppose the pending transaction. Beyond the hype of the announcement, there are very real and potentially serious implications causing us concern, including potential for downsizing, layoffs, domicile closures, surpluses, and terms contrary to our collective bargaining agreement. To date, we have received insufficient information to lessen any concerns. Additional information, as well as a change in the tenor and tone of the ongoing collective bargaining, will help inform our decision-making as it relates to any potential support or opposition. In order to ensure that we are a beneficiary of this merger, we encourage you to remain focused on the fact that our solidarity and our support for achieving our goals is critically important. Moving forward, we will continue to assess the implications associated with the merger and work to ensure that our community interests are addressed so that this proposed merger can be consummated with our full support and involvement. We remain resolute in concluding negotiations centered on pay, benefits, and work rule improvements that are commensurate not only with the goals we have identified in our negotiations proposals, but are reflective of the potential associated with a world-class global airline. On our website, please review the full text of the letter and a link to United's SEC filing regarding the proposed merger. The SEC filing indicates that there is material and definitive information referenced in a disclosure schedule that has not yet been made available for our review. U.S. Department of Transportation, that's the DOT, Secretary Ray LaHood, has appointed Association of Flight Attendants CWA International President Patricia A. Friend to the recently formed Future of Aviation Advisory Committee, along with other aviation persons, including labor leaders, CEOs, and industry analysts. With the appointment of Pat Friend, the committee will have an advocate for flight attendant issues. The committee's goal is to provide information, advice, and recommendations to Secretary LaHood on aviation issues, including ensuring aviation safety, ensuring a world-class aviation workforce, balancing the industry's competitiveness and viability, securing stable funding for aviation systems, and addressing environmental challenges and solutions. Glenn Tilton was also appointed to the committee by Secretary LaHood, and United's announcement of the appointment chose to advertise only three of the committee's objectives, leaving out ensuring a world-class aviation workforce and addressing environmental challenges and solutions. The committee will hold its first meeting on May 25th and will meet at least four times over the next year, after which it will issue its recommendations to Secretary LaHood. The meeting on May 25th, beginning at 9:30 a.m. and ending at 3:30 p.m., is open to members of the general public who have registered to attend in advance on a first-come, first-served basis as long as space is available. It will be held at DOT headquarters, 1200 New Jersey Avenue Southeast, Washington, D.C. If you wish to register, send your name, title, company, or affiliation, address, phone number, and email address with the subject title registration to FAAC@.gov. The negotiations survey closed yesterday at 1100 hours Chicago time. The feedback is being compiled by the survey committee, and it will be studied by our negotiating committee. Our negotiating committee and other professionals will use the survey results with direct feedback from members throughout the system as a means to continue our two-way communication to keep you directly involved in the process. Our negotiating committee appreciates the participation of everyone who provided their feedback at this important step in the process. These negotiations must reflect your needs to inspire you to become and stay involved. There will be many more opportunities for all of us to contribute to negotiations that command a new high standard for flight attendants throughout the industry. This week, another Negotiations and You newsletter was sent to your homes. AFA members should begin receiving copies of the contract proposal comparison, negotiation status update, and information on strike preparedness at their homes this week. The annual United Shareholder Meeting is scheduled for June 10th this year. Some people already received their stockholder meeting notice and admission ticket this week, so keep an eye out for it if you are a UAL stockholder. If you are a shareholder, you again have the ability to register your dissatisfaction with the UAL Board of Directors who have blessed Tilton's efforts to profit from our sacrifice. Follow the instructions on the proxy to withholding your votes for the board nominees. If you do not receive your proxy materials in the mail or via email next week, call Computershare free of charge at 1-866-641-4276 to receive a paper copy of the materials by mail. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.